tragedy. God is a God of transformation and progress, and so we know that He's taking this story somewhere. Psalms of New Orientation speak of the surprising new hope found after having traveled through pain. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Hello, church, and welcome back. It is Thursday, April 23rd, and we are back with another episode of Common Prayer, another chance for us to gather, to come together, to enter into prayer with one another, and of course, to commune with God. And so I hope this finds you well. I do pray for you all. I pray that you are finding ways to continue to connect with God, to continue to seek God's presence, and grateful to be able to do these things together. So we want to continue today looking at the Psalms as we've been doing all week. And yesterday we looked at a pretty intense Psalm, looking at a Psalm of disorientation. And what we've been really looking at is how the Psalms have really two distinct movements. They begin with orientation, and the first move is towards disorientation. It's towards the reality of life as broken, as painful, as filled with asymmetry, filled with disillusionment. And that's what we looked at last time. And I'm actually going to transition to the second move, so from orientation to disorientation. And I want us to move from disorientation to new orientation. And I thought about doing a couple days in the disorientation, but realized, you know, so much of where we started with Common Prayer was in that kind of mode, in that desperation. And I'm sensing kind of a general within my own heart, as well as in so many others, that we're longing so much for this new orientation, that we've given voice to some of that disorientation. So I thought we would lean into that second transition, that second move, and start look at what are these Psalms of new orientation? Because I think what we realize is, you know, most frequently we experience the life of disorientation but don't have language for it. But I think even more so, we have to learn the language for this second move from disorientation to new orientation. Because again, all of that disorientation is not without God's presence, not without His hope. And so when we talk about this transition to new orientation, I think it's important to realize that it's not just a return back to the original, right? That new orientation is, in fact, a new thing. The reality is, after having gone through trauma, after having gone through moments of brokenness and despair, having walked through disorientation, the other side can never look like the initial beginning. Right, that the reality is as we get through this pandemic, as we walk on the other side of Corona and COVID, the world is different. Like, it will look different. And in some ways, these Psalms of new orientation speak to that. They realize that we have gone through something with God. We've gone through something together. And on the other end of that is not a return, but something new. There's a newness to life. I think of it in the same way that a relationship, a marriage, deepens and grows as it walks through pain, as it walks through difficulty. In some ways, again, that the marriage comes out different on the other side of the vows, the to have and to hold, for richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Right? In some ways, it takes the years of walking through those experiences to find the vibrancy, the intimacy of life on the other end. And so in some ways, this idea of hope is really this idea of new orientation. And you see this in Scripture. I mean, you see it in the grand narrative of Scripture, right? It starts in Genesis as a garden, and it ends in Revelation 21 and 22 with a city. I mean, there's this progression of hope that shalom, that peace, is in fact restored, but it looks different. It's morphed, it's changed, it's grown. And in so many ways, when we look at these Psalms of new orientation, that's what we speak of. We speak of a hope on the other side of pain. This is resurrection, right? It wasn't a return to original creation. It's something new. It's resurrection. It's new creation. And so as we talk about these Psalms, that's what we're getting at. We're really getting into this idea of newness. I mean, and you know, and it's one of those things in which, like, this new orientation really does offer, a variety of solutions somewhere in, like, view it as almost a continuum of that which is continuous from before and what is discontinuous. And what I mean by that is that as we progress into this new era of hope, this new creation, there is some continuity, that there are things that do remain. But there's also discontinuity of brokenness, of pain, of hurt, because life has progressed into something new. And so that's really what these Psalms of new orientation speak to. So what I want to do is I want to spend some time today, and we're going to look at Psalm 114. And Psalm 114 is a psalm, you'll hear it in a few different moves, but it just kind of hums with this idea of Exodus. And you'll hear it. It speaks of the Exodus narrative. And in the middle section, it almost taunts kind of the oppressiveness of the world, the oppressiveness of structures, of social structures, as well as just creation itself as trying to hold us down. And it speaks of the Exodus, this liberation movement of God that starts at the individual, but by the end of it, it's a cosmic reality. It's God is releasing and freeing all of creation, that God is in fact king over everything. And that's what really this psalm is about. And in some ways, I think it looks back at what God has done, and it reminds us of that God has made a way and is continuing to do that, that God is in fact trying to redeem all of creation. And so you'll sense this progression, I think, in this psalm. It's a shorter psalm, but you'll pick up a little bit on that progression and the way in which, again, the story of Exodus is our story. It's our story of freedom. It's our story of liberation. And so in a lot of ways, again, this kind of psalm of new orientation speaks to our moment. I think there's a sense that we want to be processing through, what does this look like for us? What does the world look like on the other side of all this? And how do we worship God in the midst of it, but also with an eye towards that new orientation, that second turn? And so again, it moves through this reading reality as it is, but realizing God is a God of reconciliation, is a God of redemption, and he is doing that, in fact, through the entire world. He is a God of transformation, and so he is working in this moment to transform it. So all that to say, let's begin. So again, I encourage you to settle quietly into your chair, turn your phone off, leave it in a different room, turn it on Do Not Disturb, whatever it takes. But just to situate yourself comfortably and quietly before God. And invite the Holy Spirit to the moment. Invite yourself to be aware of the Holy Spirit in the here and now. And just ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we pray, to fill our hearts and our minds and our imagination with the things of God. So as I read this first time through the text, I want you just to consider again, what's the word or the phrase that the Holy Spirit wants to highlight? And just hold that as we listen to this first reading. Psalm 114. When Israel came out of Egypt, Jacob from a people of a foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back, the mountains leaped like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God, the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into a spring of water. So again, just take a moment and sit with whatever word or phrase stuck out to you in that reading. Now, as we read the text the second time, I want to invite you to reflect a little more personally. What is it about these words? What is it about this hymn, this psalm, this song of praise that God is communicating to you in your moment? Where's the hope in this? Where is the peace that God is inviting you to hold on to in the midst of all of this? So let's read it again. When Israel came out of Egypt, Jacob from a people of a foreign tongue. Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back. The mountains leapt like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. So again, I invite you to meditate on that. That word, that phrase, what is it that you find has particular resonance within your heart and your soul in this particular season of life? And just reflect on how those strike you now in this moment. And now, as we read it one final time, I invite you again to hold that word or that phrase before God and just begin to dialogue with Him and respond to God about your experience. When Israel came out of Egypt, Jacob from a people of a foreign tongue, Judah became God's sanctuary, Israel His dominion. The sea looked and fled, the Jordan turned back. The mountains leapt like rams, the hills like lambs. Why was it, sea, that you fled? Why, Jordan, did you turn back? Why, mountains, did you leap like rams, you hills like lambs? Tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into a spring of water. Take just another few moments and dialogue with God about your experience, about where you're at, and about this longing for new orientation. So, church, may we learn to embrace the surprise of new orientation. May we learn to tremble like the earth at the presence of a God of reconciliation and redemption. And may you remember that God is moving and He is taking this story somewhere. And in that, may we find hope. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City and is hosted by our Generations pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by myself, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check back every day for new episodes at cpc.org.